Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to do today. Merrill will join us an hour from now, and we'll react with you on a disaster in Dallas for the first time since 1999. The Eagles blow a 21-0 lead, and they did it to the stinking Cowboys. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I mean, this too shall pass. This too shall pass.
Yeah, it will, but not after we scream about it for 4 hours.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do that.
I mean, that was terrible. I mean, it was terrible yesterday. The Eagles get up 21-0, but, you know, for me, Hugh, a lot of that was early. The Cowboys were making a lot of mistakes. The Eagles were capitalizing. I didn't feel like they were truly dominating the game, but they had the lead. And if they could just play well the rest of the way, that lead was going to carry them to a victory. And they didn't play well. They were a disaster the rest of the way, from execution to coaching to penalties to turnovers. They did everything in their power to give away a football game yesterday. And look, we'll unpack this thing in the grand scheme. Everything is still there in front of them. But yesterday was a major problem for two things. One, their chances at the one seed went down considerably. The Rams have jumped them now. Mm-hmm. And two, yesterday, all the things that all of us who sit here and say it doesn't look right, you know, versus the, hey, a win is a win, that eventually things bite you. And when you can't run the ball, when you can't move the ball, when your coaching is subpar, you're going to blow games. And you know what happened yesterday for me, Hugh? I watched that, and I still think they're going to play into the middle or deep of January, but I'm never going to be comfortable now. I don't know how I could be. They now have on their ledger this season the blown loss at home to the Broncos and yesterday. So how am I as a fan ever going to be comfortable again in the rest of the season in a game where they're going up against a competent coaching quarterback? And Dak's obviously a tremendous quarterback. And when it was Denver here,
going to play well.
Yeah, of course he played well. He always plays well against the Eagles, especially down in Dallas. But like, how can I now feel comfortable the rest of the season? They can't run the ball. They can't hold the lead. And I was saying it last week. They are putting way too much pressure on their defense. You can't expect a defense in the NFL, especially on turf against a big-time offense, who just gets stopped for 3 hours. So you got to help them out. The offense, and specifically the coaching on the offense, which I want to get to, a joke yesterday. Hugh, what are you feeling after the Eagles lose that game?
Man, I don't know how I feel. I was watching yesterday, and I was just like, wow. I mean, you know what? To be honest, if I'm being honest, AJ had been saying it a few weeks ago, not saying that he was right in his delivery, not saying that. But he talked about it, and I was thinking about how people were mad at him because of his delivery. You know, you're shooting the messenger instead of listening to the message. Mm. And yesterday, it finally caught up with you, to your point. Defense played well up to a point, and then they just, you know, started breaking down.
Yep.
Offense was stagnant in the second half.
Well, they scored the third touchdown with 12 minutes to go in the second quarter. I mean, yeah. Like they didn't score again for the last 40 minutes of the game.
There's not, you know, I had a friend of mine call me last night. You know, we were talking, and you know, he played offense, and so you always kind of listen to what people that have played offense say. Mm. And he was talking about how this offense looks arrogant. He said they don't do a lot of motion. He said they don't disguise a whole lot of things. He said they don't scheme guys open. Like, there's a lot to digest when it comes to this. So it's one of those things where you knew that they needed to play better. I just wish it wasn't the Dallas Cowboys, because now I got folks on my timeline talking trash like they, you know, like they're just the end all, the be all. You know, and it's funny talking about this their year. Man, listen, you Cowboy fans believe anything. You know what I mean? They believe anything. They got. I'm not gonna say they got lucky. They played well. This one hurts.
Of course it hurts. And it's a terrible loss that should never happen. And when we're playing in the first weekend of the postseason instead of sitting at home resting, this is why. I mean, yesterday very likely cost the Eagles a bye in the first round of the playoffs. And it shouldn't have happened. 215-592-9494. And what's striking to me yesterday, and I have not been hammering this the entire season because I think there's a lot of elements to why the Eagles have struggled offensively. But yesterday specifically, I'm blaming the coaches for that loss. That is a coaching loss yesterday by the Philadelphia Eagles. And it starts with two people. And I'm excluding Vic Fangio because I think Vic Fangio does a tremendous job week in, week out. Yesterday, I'm giving him a pass. They asked his defense to do a lot. They buckled. They had a lot of injuries late going up against a good offense. When I say coaching, I'm excluding Vic Fangio. It's two people for me today. It is Nick Sirianni, and I want to get to a lot of what he did yesterday that I didn't like, and it's Kevin Petullo. They stunk yesterday, and they stunk in a way that just feels unacceptable. I don't think the Eagles were prepared for the game yesterday. I want to let you hear some of the things that came out before the game and then after the game, and then we'll talk about the game itself. I don't think the Eagles' offense was prepared for what the Cowboys were going to do, and it's unacceptable. So yesterday, listen to Jake Glazer before the game talking about the Cowboys. We knew they had remade their defense. They made some trades. They got Quinnen Williams, so they were different than they were, let's say, what was on tape a month ago. Listen to Jake Glazer with what the Cowboys had become in the last few weeks.
All their defense tackles since trade deadline. Woo. Quinnen Williams, right? Yeah. And you saw a difference that he already made. So I asked him, I said, so you have all these D tackles, what are you going to do? He said, this allows us to use five-man fronts. And we're going to do it a lot. You're going to see all these guys kind of rotate different. And I said, well, how often did you use five-man fronts before the trade deadline? Like, not really, hardly ever. So now we're going to be able to use this in certain situations just to mix things up a lot more than we had and show some different looks than we were able to do before the trade deadline.
All right, so Glazer before the game. Jay Glazer on television with information that the Cowboys are going to use five-man fronts. They use them throughout the game. Saquon Barkley can't run. 10 carries for 22 yards. The Eagles obviously struggled to get off of those. Nick Sirianni after the game. What happened with those five-man fronts the Cowboys are throwing at you?
This is a running theme. Defense is coming out to do something different to stop the run. Lane is five-man fronts, what they did a lot of early on. How can you guys kind of get defenses out of doing that? And what are the best ways to counter that, finally get the run game going?
Yeah, you got to make sure that, again, I think some of the things that we did today was try to throw them out of it. Because when you have five men on the run, obviously, then they're going to have one less guy there into the coverage. So I think we did some of those things. Obviously not well enough. Again, it comes back to how we scheme it against the different personnel groups and how we execute it. But we have to find a way to be, anytime you're one-dimensional, that makes it tough. I think, we didn't have the run game going again. And when I say that, it's on everybody. It's on the coaching. It's on the playing. In this game of football, it's never just one thing. And so we got to identify what it is and try to get better from it. Yeah, uncharacteristic of us, obviously. Always put that on me.
Well, good. We'll put it on you because you're the head coach of the football team and your team wasn't prepared. Let's hear this from Landon Dickerson after the game. This was the most telling. And Landon in here used a phrase that, Hugh, when you do the players' line, sometimes you'll talk about the next day or on that show, you hear this phrase. And I'm tired of hearing this phrase from the Eagles because it tells me the coaching staff isn't preparing them. Let's hear Landon Dickerson after the game on that five-man front thing, what the Cowboys were doing, and how. You'll hear it. You guys could decide what you hear. I hear a player that says, we weren't prepared for what they were doing. Here it is.
They rarely run, and we just didn't execute the game plan we had.
What was that defense?
Just five down fronts. It's not usually typically something they were running a whole lot, and turns out that was their flavor of the day.
All right, so he says they're not something they use a lot. Mm-hmm. Again, they did it the whole Monday night game against the Raiders. And Jay Glazer, you know who else knew? The graphics guy for Fox. Because when I got home yesterday and I'm rewatching the game from the start, they put, you know how they do the starting defense? They put up all their faces and their names, whatever. They had five defensive linemen. So if the graphics person from Fox knows it's going to be a five-man defensive line, but Landon Dickerson doesn't, that's a problem. Here's Dickerson with practice trying to get the reps for the things these teams are going to do, and maybe they just missed this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think a big thing is, you know, it's time on task with, obviously you can't run every play to every defense during the week. So I think we really just have to hone in on, you know, having a game plan for every defense that a team has run and every possible defense that they can run and make sure that we can execute against all of them.
It's a joke. But that laugh yesterday there from Landon Dickerson, he's telling you they didn't practice up against that front enough. They weren't ready for it. That's on Sirianni, who's the head coach and should see every play that the Cowboys have run the last month. And it's on Kevin Petullo. They didn't have the players prepared yesterday. The player told you.
Yeah, I don't want to pretend like I know what Landon was saying, you know, because you should be prepared for all contingencies because you watched the last four game films that they had.
Maybe not.
Well, that's how it used to be.
Sure.
And I assume that that's not the case. You watched the latest game. You watched the last three games they played in. And, you know, there has to be somebody in there that's breaking down film that notices that. So I don't know if he misspoke or anything like that.
I don't think he misspoke.
But I remember vividly. I can't defend that. But I remember vividly when we were sitting in meetings, we'll watch the last game that they played, and we'll watch three other tapes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Cut-ups of plays that they had success with. Plays, and we would watch teams that were similar to the defense that we ran and see how they attacked them and everything like that. That, to me, blows my mind.
Yeah, look, I've heard that phrase from Landon from when you do the Players Lounge quite a bit over the last couple years. Unscouted looks. That tells me it's a coaching staff that's not preparing the players enough, that they are getting one, the other coaches are getting one over. I thought yesterday was coaching malpractice. Sirianni, we'll talk about him throughout the show. I thought they took their foot off the gas in a lot of ways. I thought they got up and tried they could just, I'll just get out of here with a close win. It doesn't work like that always in the NFL. And yesterday, Petullo got schooled. I mean, it was a joke what I saw yesterday. 215-592-9494. Hugh, where are you before we get to Kyle? Coaches or players who lost that game? Because it's clearly, for me, the coaching staff yesterday.
I would probably say the players. I would put it on the players. I know that a lot of people are looking at the coaches. There's a lot of blame to go around, man. There's too many common denominators for me that I can just wholeheartedly blame it on the coaches. Now, I know Kevin Petullo, that he's the flavor of the month. He's the guy that people want to fire. But, man, since I've been here, the offensive struggles have always looked the same. You know, we got over that hump last year and won the Super Bowl, but the struggles have been the same. The offense at times has looked disjointed for the last 3 years. So I don't know if I can just put it all on Kevin Petullo. He's a part of the problem, but I don't think he's all of the problem.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of blame to go around. Where do you come down? Coaches, players, how the hell did that happen yesterday? 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down? As the Eagles go to Dallas, they go up 21-0, and now we're all pissed today.
Yeah, well, I mean, because that was like a just complete nightmare scenario if you're an Eagles fan. Not just losing to Dallas, but losing in that way.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of end up giving the Cowboys life.
Right.
For the playoffs, I mean, yeah, I still think the division's over. But, like, now, I mean, you really had a chance to bury the Cowboys there, and they didn't. And that's just, like, just such an embarrassing way to lose. I think it's a Nick Sirianni loss. It reminded me a lot of the Washington game last season, where the one where Hurts went out.
Yep.
And the offense just could not stay on the field. It was three and out after three and out, and the defense could only hold for so long. I mean, the defense just held the Cowboys to 24 points, which isn't a ton. Like, this offense, with all the talent we have, should be able to put up more than 24 freaking points. So they just looked like a team who was undisciplined, 14 penalties, and just completely unprepared to play that game. So I don't know how you can't put that on the head coach. Like, that to me was the most, like, Sirianni loss I think of his entire tenure here.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said 14 penalties and literally a player after the game saying we weren't prepared for what the Cowboys defense was going to do. I mean, that is the biggest indictment of the coaching staff I've heard out loud the whole year. He said it. They didn't know that was coming. How did they not know that was coming?
Yeah, that,
Jay Glazer knew. The graphics guy for Fox knew. If you watched Monday Night Football last week, you saw them in five-man fronts. It tells me the coaching staff overlooked the Cowboys. They didn't take it seriously enough that they had to comb through every play the Cowboys have run the last 4 weeks. Otherwise, they would have seen what Jay Glazer saw and what the graphics guy.
Especially when you talk about them being on a bye week, the last game that they played in with Quinnen Williams and how much he's changed the dynamic of that defense.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah, what I saw yesterday was coaching malpractice. 215-592-9494. Your take on it all as the Eagles lose. And it's one that it's going to stick with me. Now, again, I agree with Kyle. I don't think yesterday changed the NFC East. The Eagles are still going to win this division, but by the time the season is over. Does Dallas have a little life for the postseason? Potentially, yeah. They're 5-5-1. The bigger issue for me moving forward is I can't trust the Eagles now. How are any of us, let's say it's January 16th, it's the NFC divisional round. They're up 14-0 on Seattle or whoever. Are you going to feel it's over? I'm not. They can't run the ball. They can't finish games. They go up, and then it's like, oh, they're even going to move the ball for the next hour and a half. They didn't score for 41 minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
Tough to, you know, the Eagles are good enough they could beat anyone, but they're also their flaws and their inability to run out of clock. They could lose to anyone with the way they're playing right now. Damon and Delco starts us off on WIP. Good morning, Damon.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Hugh, good morning to you, brother.
Good morning, brother. Good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Under pressure right now, under stress. I don't know what you want to call it. I'm not confused, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm praying that we do the same thing that the Raiders did and that the Giants did, which is fire the coach that we know who's responsible. I mean, we got how many weeks now to show that this dude is not who he's supposed to be or be on an NFL level? The talent has been overwhelmingly helping him every step of the way. And you, Kyle, and Joe know I've been calling here every week, and almost the first thing I say to y'all is Petullo. I get his name wrong all the time and everything, but I always say him almost first. And I just don't understand for the life of me how they allow this dude, and I get that we got a better record than everybody else that fired their coaches, but I still don't think that it should matter because he's not doing his job. He's not doing his job, man. AJ told us. And listen, you know, Jalen ain't going to say nothing because, and I like y'all for letting me cook, but Jalen ain't going to say nothing, man, because Jalen is a coach's a son. So he does exactly what the coach asked him to do. AJ, like, man, this dude is garbage, Jalen. You know how we got to do it. Let's go on road. They go on road, everybody tells them, oh, man, he ain't doing this because they got to. Petullo is garbage. I love y'all, man. We talk think about this.
You got it, Damon. We appreciate it. Well, look, Hugh, I've tried to fend off that it's all Petullo's fault most of the season because I think there's a lot going on here.
It's a lot going on here.
But yesterday, the combination, and I know Sirianni's part of this. I hate when we take him off the hook. He's the head coach, and he's an offensive coach. The fact that the two of them did not know what Dallas was going to run on defense is embarrassing. I mean, this isn't hard. Like, the players shouldn't go to the post-game press conference and say, we're surprised they ran that.
That's a hell of an indictment.
It is.
But I look at it like this, man. And I'm not blaming anybody, but there are some common denominators here that you can't overlook. You know, because, and again, I'm going to say this before I say what I say. There's a lot of people I think are culpable. But you have to figure out who gets most of the blame and most of what's going on. Jalen's been the quarterback for 3 years since I've been here. And if we're being honest, this offense, since I've been here, has had the same issues every year. Disjointed. Don't look like they're really clicking on all cylinders. And last year they were able to get it together because they pivoted from the passing game to the running game.
Yeah.
Now the running game's not working.
Well, the running game's bad right now.
And what's the one complaint that we've had from this offense, not this year, but last year as well? There's no motion. There's no disguising anything. This offense is vanilla. You've heard every pundit on television talk about how predictable this offense is. So, with all of that being said, you mean to tell me that's Brian Johnson, Kevin Petullo, and Kellen Moore? That's all three of those guys? And go look at Kellen Moore's offense now. I'm just saying, just go look at the offense that he's running now, because I haven't seen it. Go look at the offense that Brian Johnson is helping coordinate down in with the Commodores when he was there. And look at our offense. The common denominator in all three of those is Jalen. Not saying it's all his fault, but the fact that this offense hasn't evolved, the offense looks the same as it did every year. It's not different. AJ's been saying that all year long.
Yeah.
I don't know who that's on.
Well, you're right in that a common denominator is Jalen. Also is Nick. Sirianni bring to the table
but
on
look
offense?
At it, look
nothing.
At it like this.
Nothing. I know the answer. Zero.
We had a whole training camp where Elias Shore Parks was charting plays and they were doing motion and all this other stuff. Think about it. Think about it, y'all. We did all that stuff in training camp. We ain't doing none of that stuff in the game. I don't understand why. I like that. Somebody help. Before we start pointing fingers at somebody.
No, we got to point fingers. Say they lost.
Well, okay.
It's in our contract. We got to point fingers at somebody. They're going to come to you soon.
I need to know why that has not been the case. Because we made a big deal about it in the summer. Oh, they're moving people around. They're getting the running backs involved and all this other stuff. And we don't see the offense that we see in training camp. It's not the offense that they run on Sunday.
Well, I mean, I think there's...
Am I wrong? Am I wrong in my assessment?
There's probably a word for this, and I think you may have used the word already on the air. There's some arrogance to their offense. Like, we got the best players, we'll just line up and play. Well, couple things. Number one, what if those best players aren't quite as good as they used to be? I mean, Saquon Barkley's running is down considerably from last year. They can't run the ball. They can't run the football. So if you can't run the ball, it all goes back to the passing game, and the passing game goes in fits and spurts, up and down. Good for a quarter and then bad for three quarters. It's very hard to sustain offense. I mean, we are now, again, there's a lot of indictments of what's going on here. But they are three games post the bye, right? Remember everyone said, oh, Joe, just wait till they get to the bye.
Flip the switch.
They'll come out of the bye and they'll be different like last year. If you look at their numbers since the bye, they're scoring 15 points per game.
Playing possum.
Possum for what?
Who said that? Somebody said that.
Well,
that,
we'll hear that at some point.
Let's go, your boy said that.
Let's go to Chris in Middletown. Yeah. He's not going to play possum here. What's up, Chris?
Crappy Monday morning to y'all.
It is a totally crappy Monday morning. What's up?
I got a lot to say here, and I'm going to try to control myself so Kyle doesn't have to hit the dumb button a lot. But first, I'm a little calm. Jerry Giglio, you better never, ever, 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 ever show up in studio again.
This is my fault. It's my fault. It's my
up there.
Let's make sure we're on the same page. This is my fault because I kind of saw this coming. Okay.
I got it. You started this nonsense.
I said it was a trap game. Everyone yelled at me.
You did say trap.
Shut up. We don't want to hear that.
You brought it up. I didn't even bring it up. Go ahead.
Powder.
All right.
Hush. But the first half, the game opens. Absolutely amazing. Dream come true. I am sitting here and I'm like, thank God we finally got the game against Dallas in Dallas to exercise all those demons, all this nonsense. you know, just an enjoyable day. Dak throws that pick in the end zone, and I heard somebody reference this. Apparently ESPN had the odds at 96% that their Eagles were going to win that game. Then the dream turned dark. And you know what, guys? It reminded me of, like, in Happy Gilmore, when he goes to his happy place and Shooter shows up and everything turns dark and twisted. And that's what happened. The entire place went dark. That's when our dream turned into Jerry Nightmare Krueger's torture Thunderdome last night down there in that trash stadium of theirs. You know, all I hear is the truck beeping up. Beep, beep, beep. The trash truck's coming. Our offensive line cannot run block. Cannot run block to save their life. They suck. Saquon can't run in a heavy box. You know, I know it's hard to move a heavy box, but he can't run in it.
Heavy box.
Put Bigsby out there. Bigsby, whatever his name is, let him run on a lighter box. We know it's easy to move a lighter box around. You know what? Saquon. Speaking of Saquon, love you, Saquon. We are. But you know what, brother? You're cooked like the Thanksgiving turkey we're all about to eat on Thursday. All right? Jalen staring down receivers and tries to run. I'm tired of him. Everybody's I don't know what figment of dementia they have that they're like, he's a great runner. He runs like Grandma Moses. He runs like he's in quicksand. He can't move. It's just the worst, slowest runner I've ever seen. I watched Baker Mayfield. Looks like a speedster compared to him, even though he got his shoulder busted that night. You know, we made the worst defense in the NFL look good. I don't care what Glazer said. Watch, you, Dallas is going to get cooked in the next game. It's because, you know why they look good? Because our garbage offense played against them. They stunk all year. They stunk again last night like a soiled diaper from a baby. The stupid punt returner punched the ball on the 2-yard line. You know, we got an unknown corner out there. And instead of throwing at him, we're throwing at doubling the AJ that's being doubled. You know what? It's a total dumpster fire rolling down the river. Fire Nick and his stupid vibes, fire Petunia and his offensive scheme, fire Stoutland, fire Howie for putting this together. And you know what, Jeff, while you're at it, fire yourself for causing yourself and us as a fan base this pain. And you know what? Most importantly, fire Hugh Douglas.
Okay, so we appreciate it.
Fire you! Fire you! Fire you!
Just to give a glimpse into how we're not used to losing anymore, we lose a game, and it was a bad one.
Everyone's out.
Fire everyone on a Monday. All right, 215-592-9494. Let it all out today as the Eagles blow a 21-point lead to the stinking Cowboys. Who are you pointing the finger at this morning? I'm putting on the coaching. I thought it was offensive coaching malpractice. I don't want to get to another moment from the game yesterday where Nick Sirianni, who's become just a total coward within the game, opened the door up for the Cowboys. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.